Welcome to the Trade Securely Podcast.
Did you know that up to 40% of a Canadian company's total assets are accounts receivable, and this is generally their largest asset? Most of these accounts receivable are unprotected from non-payment, as less than 1% of Canadian companies mitigate their risk with receivables insurance. While most of these companies have insurance to protect all their other business assets, they have this unnecessary exposure because many Canadian companies simply are not aware of receivables insurance. I'm Janet Eastman. Welcome to the Trade Securely Podcast, a show where we help Canadian businesses grow safely and securely at home and abroad. Today, we're going to talk about how a generalist broker can provide an enhanced level of risk management to their business clients by outsourcing their receivables insurance business to a specialist broker. In return, they receive a commission on any policies written. My guest today is John Middleton. He's the president of Global Credit Risk Management, a member of the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada, and a receivables insurance broker. Hello, John.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much for joining us today and to help us along this journey to understand receivables insurance. So can you just tell me a quick story to give an overview of how the product works, about how a business client has avoided a financial disaster thanks to receivables insurance?
Certainly can. Our clients have incurred a lot of claims in the last 2 years. It's been pretty volatile, and losses have arisen from a number of variables of non-payment by the buyer, insolvency of their buyer, and in a number of cases, situations where the buyer refuses to accept the shipment upon delivery by our customer. So obviously these losses can be catastrophic. Many claims have been in excess of $1 million. And so the receivables insurance has protected their income statements and balance sheets by providing indemnification for those losses.
Right. And so these are for clients that are both domestic clients or export clients, like global clients, right?
Absolutely. We tailor policies for both importers and exporters. And so risk can be either here domestically in Canada and then also and globally. And you know, I'd hate to say it, but there seems to be a lot of headwinds in the market these days. I think the Trump presidency has created a lot of uncertainty in the global markets. And that risk has resulted in a number of different things in the marketplace that has created losses and volatility for our customers.
Okay, so if a generalist broker is just kind of finding out about what receivables insurance is, it's probably a great idea for them to actually outsource their receivables insurance to a specialist broker. This allows them, they don't have to understand the product as well, but they can support their client by helping them find that receivables insurance broker who can carry that weight for them, correct?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that the generalist broker will find that by doing this, it will actually enhance their relationship with their customer, as they will have partnered with a specialist broker like ourselves who can design a solution for their customer. Their client will then appreciate the generalist broker's network and see that they have partners and they know when to bring in specialists to help them achieve certain outcomes. So it will overall, I believe, enhance their relationship with the insured.
Yeah, so when something does go wrong, John, what role does the receivables insurance broker, I mean, they can guide that client right through the entire path, the whole claims path, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we would be very active with the customer in the event of a claim. There may be some loss mitigation things that need to occur before we file the claim with the insurer. And then once the claim is filed, we want to make sure all the documentation is properly disclosed to the insurer in order to make sure that the claim is paid as quickly as possible. You know, there is a claims checklist that we would provide the insured to help them through that process. And then we would vet the information that's going to be insured prior to submission, just to make sure there's no holes. And then that way things will get paid rapidly and the outcome will be beneficial for the insured.
The specialist broker actually does a lot of heavy lifting in that role.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not the type of policy you buy where you just, you know, you buy it and you put it in your drawer for 12 months and then pull it out again next renewal. The client's customer profile is constantly changing. That may mean bringing on new opportunities. There may be changes in payment terms or new credit requirements that we would like to try and have the insurer provide coverage for. And so things are happening all during the course of the policy year. And so it's important to have our office helping the customer manage that process and make sure that their coverage is maximized during the 12-month policy period.
So let's take a step back and talk about the risk actually to the generalist broker if they don't find a solution for their client. They have a business client out there, presumably they've provided all other insurance to them, but they've kind of avoided the RI side of things because they just don't understand the product. So what's the risk there?
Well, the risk is that their client, their insured, perhaps wants to find a solution and looks to another insurance broker for that purpose. And so they may go to another generalist broker who has already developed a partnership with a receivable insurance specialist, or perhaps that brokerage has already got a receivable insurance specialist in-house. So, you know, they could potentially put their business at risk. And so this, you know, having a partnership with a firm like ours helps them compete with the big guys, the Marshes, the Aons, and the other companies that have invested in a receivable insurance specialist.
Right. So I'm sure that there's some generalist brokers out there that are kind of concerned about potentially losing a client if they introduce them to another broker, but that's not the risk, or there's not that risk really when they're dealing with an RI broker, is there? Because you're specific to RI.
Exactly. We don't engage in any other sort of forms of insurance. We know that the generalist broker is a specialist in the other lines of insurance and that they have a good understanding of their customer's business as it relates to those other perils. And we are really just focused on receivables insurance. We're effectively a monoline broker. We only deal with credit and political risk insurance. So that's what we're going to find a solution for the generalist broker's client. We're not intending to try and come in and take out other forms of insurance for them and find other solutions. Our partnership is exclusive to the receivables insurance.
Okay, so that would be the primary benefit to the generalist broker then. Is there another or any other benefits of this relationship?
I think that, you know, the way we want to set up the arrangement is to take the broker record on the actual credit insurance policy. So, as a result, the broker, the generalist broker, doesn't have any E&O risk as it relates to the whole product. We take that risk on their behalf. That's, I think, important. And I think it's also important that, you know, at the end of the day, they will enhance the relationship with their customer. We mentioned this earlier, but I believe that by providing other solutions and knowing when to bring in specialists, it's just going to make them look stronger in the eyes of their customer.
Yeah. Tell me, just walk us through how you would actually work with a generalist broker. How does the whole process work?
It's pretty smooth, actually. I think the generalist brokers that we've worked with have been really impressed with the way it's worked. Typically, we get introduced to the customer and we ask them to complete the application form. It's a 2-page document, so it's pretty quick for them to do. We have some supplemental questions that may come from the information they disclose to us. And then we ask those questions, get responses, and then we prepare documents to send it out to the market. Many of the insurers we work with are monoline insurers. So they only do trade credit insurance. And so, you know, the generalist brokers wouldn't even have access to those insurers. So we get out to the market. We get that information out there. It takes about 2 weeks to receive the quotes. And then we put together a comprehensive report for the generalist broker's client and make a recommendation as to what the best course of action is going to be. And then try and bind the coverage for them, assuming they're on side with what we proposed. So the process takes about, I'm going to say 3 weeks from start to finish by the time they complete the application, and then we get it out to the market. And, you know, at the end of the day, the customers had all their questions answered. If there's any information they need to share with their bank, we're able to provide that information. And so it puts them in a terrific spot to help make a decision as to how to proceed and go forward. And we keep the generalist broker apprised the whole time. In fact, often they'll be involved in the meetings with the customer, whether it be by telephone or meet at the customer's office. So they can learn a little bit as we go along here. And so, you know, if they do get questions from other customers down the road, they have a bit more knowledge and they can respond, and then they'll be able to do a bit better job sort of identifying the needs of those customers as it relates to receivables insurance, and that will help them generate more opportunities. The beauty of it for the specialist broker is that there's no real incremental cost to them. It's an introduction to their customer. We share the commission with that broker, and generally in our brokerage, we share the commission one-third to the generalist, two-thirds we retain to offset the work we do and our E&O risk. And that arrangement works quite well for the gentleman's broker, and it generates a pretty good gross margin for them, because there's not a lot of work that happens once the policy is bound for the generalist broker.
So how can receivables insurance then be used as a way to prospect for that generalist broker once they understand, yeah, this is great for my clients, because that's ultimately what they want to do is keep their clients happy. How can it be used to prospect for them so they can help other clients?
Well, I think that it's a good way to differentiate yourself perhaps from other brokers in the market, because some of the brokers don't want to talk about this, and they sort of put their head in the sand about this. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking your question, you know, if you're with your client and you can ask them some specific questions related to their cash flow, their banking arrangements, perhaps about their bad debt history over the last 3 years, or, you know, their business development plans, like where are they hoping to grow? Are there opportunities that they're missing in the marketplace because they are not offering long enough terms with their customers, or they perhaps are withholding credit on certain customers because they're a little bit wary? Perhaps their client is a privately held company and they can't get access to information to make a good credit decision. Those types of things come into play and can restrict a company's growth. And if we can help them with that, then, you're going to look like a winner, because if you can enhance the profitability of your customer, that's going to be something that they're going to be forever indebted to you for. So we often refer to this as rocket fuel, this product. It helps companies grow their sales. And if you ask the right questions and we delve into sort of what's going on in their trading relationships, we can often do things for them that'll help them grow safely and securely. And that is an important element for their business.
Yeah. So a generalist broker who would call you up and say, you know, I'm kind of interested in working with a receivables insurance broker. What are kind of the first steps to getting that relationship going? Because presumably they would find that broker and push all of their business customers to that one broker. What are the questions that generalist broker should be asking their RI broker?
I think they need to understand what's going to happen with regard to the relationship between the three parties as it relates to the generalist, the receivable insurance broker, and the customer. Just get a handle on how the specialist broker intends to manage that relationship. Find out what kind of information the broker needs in order to get the ball rolling. And then I think, make sure that the commission split is going to work for them. And that it meets their financial objectives. I think they may want to meet with that receivable insurance broker just to get a feeling for them and what they're all about and how they operate their business and what kind of service levels they offer to their customers, so that they can be comfortable with that handoff of the relationship to their client.
Okay. And once again, like as you said right at the top of this our chat here, you talked about how, you know, there have been a number of claims this year in receivables insurance, and this is a product that actually does really help Canadian businesses grow.
Yeah, I really do believe that. I know that when we look at our customers, and we often, when we go through the renewal process, one of the pieces of information the insurers ask for is an estimate of the insured volume for the next 12 months. And it's very rare that we don't have clients whose volume is growing year over year. Clients are typically able to make this product, utilize this product to generate more gross margin and grow their top line. So it's a terrific benefit for them.
Yeah, you said, and as you call it, it's rocket fuel. So it's not really a cost to their business. It's rocket fuel for their business.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely our approach and definitely the outcome for most of our customers.
Great. John, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and giving us some insights on this. And you've really sort of clarified some things for the generalist broker, I'm sure. Thank you.
Yeah, we hope we hear from more of them. We're certainly enjoying our relationship with generalist brokers in the market, and we've developed some excellent opportunities from that.
Great. John Middleton is our guest, and he is the president of Global Credit Risk Management and a member of the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada and a receivables insurance broker. So if you're a generalist broker and you're looking for a receivables insurance broker, do check out the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada website or GCRM's website.
The Trade Securely podcast is brought to you by the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada, whose member companies help Canadian businesses succeed and grow securely.